The Hit List.
KMFM.
I'm joined in the studio by Nick Brewer. So your single, Talk To Me, featuring Bebe Borelli, comes out on September the 25th. Can you tell me how that track came about?
Yeah, it was cool. So I'd started working on this song probably around this time last year. And me and my producers were just kind of working on the idea. It's got a big sample, Crystal Waters, Gypsy Woman, which is a sample kind of from a song I loved. I got introduced to Bebe just a few months ago, actually, and we kind of just got on really well. She came, done her thing on the song, and just built it like that. So she's a really cool girl, and she's working with some really cool people as well. So
yeah, because didn't she write Rihanna's Better Have My Money?
Yeah, she wrote that. She's written like four or five other songs on Rihanna's new upcoming album. She's literally worked with everyone, man. BB's she's special. She's a very talented songwriter. So
were you doing, you mentioned you were going to uni, a lot of students at the moment are starting like first year freshers weeks.
You must
have some, like, everyone has a uni story, but when whenever anyone mentions university, they always have this one story that says,
the one story
radio friendly.
I just remember like the rugby team breaking into like our halls and like trying to steal our food and realizing that,
supposedly
supposedly, and just realizing that, okay, like, this isn't what I thought I was going to uni for. Do you know what
to
I mean
get your food for the rugby team.
Yeah, but they didn't take none of my food, don't worry. So
what were you like at uni then, because everyone has characters at uni?
When I got to uni, I think that was a really good experience for me, because it was like I was kind of out of my surroundings, and it was an opportunity to realize like the world that I've lived in up until this point, like, it's quite small, you know, like there's a big world out there. And I didn't even go really far. Like, I grew up in East London, and then I went to uni in Essex. I met so many people, and it was a good opportunity for me to kind of become me. And I wasn't like crazy or anything. I was sort of like the sensible one out of my friends, but it was good because I met so many different people, like from different countries. I've got friends now from Korea, I've got friends from Croydon. Do you know what I mean?
Be on the album.
With my Korean friends. Yeah. Do you know what, K-pop is actually a thing, so let's see, innit?
So is there an album on the way then?
Yeah, I'm working on my album at the moment. I want to call it Recreation. And that'll be finished by the end of this year, to put out early next year. And yeah, I'm really excited with how it's sounding. And yeah.
Why have you chosen Recreation?
Well, it's kind of two reasons. Recreation, the first reason, it took me a long time to like come to terms with the fact that I'm a rapper. I always used to be quite embarrassed about it. Like, I used to work before I did music, and like sometimes, you know, my colleagues might add me on Facebook, and then they'd come in and be like, oh, I saw these rap videos that you've been sharing on your Facebook. And I'd feel myself get really embarrassed, go really red, and be like, nah, it's just a hobby. Do you know what I mean? I really just wanted to play it down. But I think part of that is realizing that actually, no, this is something that I feel is for me to do, and this is kind of like a big part of my purpose. And then linked with that, like recreation, I always felt like throughout my life I've just been trying to like be someone else for a lot of the time, and kind of recreate myself to maybe fit in with this people. Or, you know, when I went to uni, I maybe tried to present myself as this person, but actually, kind of linked to the recreation thing, this is who I am, and this is what I have to do. So I just kind of want to tell that story of like, yeah, discovering who I was and what makes me me.
The Hit List. KMFM.
Can we play a game?
Yeah.
Because the whole idea of what radio do a lot of the time, it's sort of radio name for the game first, and then you come up with the idea later. So I went back to the basics. I was like, so your single's called Talk To Me, and then I was looking up little sound effects.
Talk To Me.
Got that one.
Oh, yeah.
So the whole idea of Talk To Me is you've got 30 seconds to talk about a topic of my choosing.
Oh, my goodness.
30 seconds non-stop, no pausing.
That's
no
a long time.
No gaps. Every time there's a gap, you'll hear this.
Talk To Me.
So do you reckon you can do it?
I hope so.
We'll do it three times.
Three times.
A to F. I've given you a choice. It feels like you're choosing, but really you're not.
Okay, so what? Just pick any letter.
A to F.
Let's go for E.
E. Okay, so you've got 30 seconds to talk about cardboard cutouts of celebrities. Go.
So cardboard cutouts of celebrities. When I think of cardboard cutouts of celebrities, I think of Friends, which was one of my favourite shows. And Phoebe had a cardboard cutout of Evander Holyfield.
Talk To Me.
And he's putting me off. I'm talking. So I think of Evander Holyfield, and just everything that Evander Holyfield represents is completely the opposite of me. I wish I was a heavyweight boxer. I mean, I have both of my earlobes, so I'm doing a little bit better than him. But yeah, Evander Holyfield, I love you.
Perfect. Well, I'll give that like a 7 out of 10 to you.
Thank you very much.
Right, your second one. So you've done E, A to F, minus E, obviously.
Okay.
Can't do the same one again. That's just cheating.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'd love to talk about cardboard cutters.
I was hooked. Earlobes.
Let's go for B.
So you're going for B. So you've got 30 seconds to talk about the aubergine-shaped emoji.
The aubergine-shaped emoji. Now, this is an interesting one, actually, because my girlfriend is American, and aubergines are known as eggplants in America. So there's been a lot of discussion about whether we call it the aubergine or the eggplant, because it is an emoji that we use a lot. So I feel that the aubergine emoji is a great one, because the faces can sometimes represent an emotion too specifically. So the aubergine, it's got that sort of, that air of mystery that means that you can kind of mean it for so many different things. So big up the aubergine emoji.
The aubergine has that air of mystery. That's poetic. Why don't you make that your album title?
Yeah, I know.
The air of mystery.
Great. I should be recording this just for song ideas and samples.
That's right. It'll be on the video. It'll be on the YouTube as well. KMFM official. So your final one. So you've had B.
Yeah.
You've had E. Your final one to kick it off. I'm looking for a solid 10 out of 10 now.
Well, let's spell bed, because I quite like to be in bed. So let's go for D.
So you want the D.
I want the D. Anyway.
So you've got 30 seconds.
My manager loves that one.
So you've got 30 seconds to talk about a topic of my choosing.
Oh, gosh.
And D is car tyres.
Car tyres. Don't you feel like car tyres are so expensive? I mean, my car, I have a Vauxhall Astra, which is by no means a top of the range expensive car, but when I get a when I do rarely but sometimes get a puncture, you know, because it feels like people like to leave nails in the middle of the road, you drive over it, I go to the garage at the end of my road, I speak to the man who's always so nice, and he always makes me feel like I'm so special, and then he tells me that I'll be £100 the tyre.
Perfect. I like the way you actually have an ending to it. It works perfectly. I think that deserves a round of applause.
Thank you very much.
Top. A minute and a half of just random stuff. Cool. Thank you for coming
Cheers.
In today.
No, thanks for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
And finally, could you introduce your new track here on KMFM?
Wicked. So my name's Nick Brewer, and this is my new single out on the 25th of September, and it's called Talk To Me. I hit you up, you don't want to rap back.
The Hit List. KMFM.